We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To the basket, the slam. For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions. Outright champ.
Holy three. Goal! Holy ball.
Left wing. Pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Regular season champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and a very happy Tuesday to everybody joining us across the Oregon Sports Network. If you're watching the show live, fortunately, I'm still masked up, so you're not going to be able to see my face for radio, which is probably good for all of us. Though the running question has been, for those of us that are wearing masks pretty much all the time these days, are you shaving less often? Scott Phillips says, we know the answer to that question. Tip-off Tuesday is coming up this afternoon. We've got some great interviews for you with Kevin McKenna, Eugene Omorui from Oregon men's basketball, also Kelly Graves and Sedona Prince from Oregon women's basketball. That's on Tip-off Tuesday. Join us live at 2:30 if you'd like to watch the show on the various social media channels or tune in across the Oregon Sports Network tonight, 7 o'clock. And a big announcement for Chris Duarte today, one of the top 10 shooting guards in the country, according to the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. He's a finalist for the Jerry West Award on the top 10 list. We'll tell you more about that. And Oregon football with a slew of announcements and cool graphics today announcing a bunch of seniors that are coming back, and you got to love it. We'll break all that down for you. Also going to hear from Robert Johnson, head coach Oregon track and field, ahead of Friday's start of track and field season. And we sat down with Melissa Lombardi this morning to talk about all things Oregon softball. Still waiting on confirmation for a schedule. We know, fans, you want to know. We all want to know. It's coming, I swear. We're also going to go in-depth on Jane Sanders Stadium today as part of our Josh Cooley home field advantage. But first, the boss is here. Rob Mullins, Oregon Athletic Director, kind enough to join us. It's always brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. Rob, it's the first time that we've had a chance to talk on the show since the holidays, which means that we have a lot to cover. And I know you're very busy, and so in a limited amount of time, we'll cover a lot of things. First and foremost, I hope that was a good holiday, and I guess I can still say Happy New Year to you, can't I?
Oh, sure. Why not? Happy New Year. It was a good holiday. It was great to be in a bowl game and getting some other teams cranked up. So hope you're well. Love hearing that Chris Duarte is a finalist for the Jerry West Award. I spent my life trying to be Jerry West growing up in West Virginia. Zeke from Cabin Creek. Everybody wanted to be Jerry West.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Yeah, finalist for the Jerry West Award. Look, he deserves it. I mean, he's top 10 in eight
absolutely.
Different statistical categories for Pac-12 basketball right now. Yeah, watching him play this season has really been something. Now, we'll get into men's basketball in a moment, Rob. I want to start with looking back on a football season that you alluded to. It's always nice when you can say that you won back-to-back conference championships, right?
Absolutely, especially in this league. You know, in the Pac-12, no matter the sport, you know, it's one of the toughest leagues in the country in many sports. And to be able to do it back-to-back is a great, great accomplishment.
How about the Fiesta Bowl too, Rob? I mean, if you look back on this year, and I've said this on the show a few times now, you didn't win the Fiesta Bowl, but if it was a quote-unquote down year for your program and you made it to the Fiesta Bowl – I don't know, Rob. I feel like that's a nice thing to be able to say.
No, obviously a New Year's Six Bowl is a tremendous accomplishment. Again, coming off of a back-to-back Pac-12 championships. And quite frankly, just to get to a bowl game, given all that our student athletes, medical staff, and coaches had to endure, is in itself an accomplishment. And one of the great things to see, Joey, being there in Phoenix was it was the first time all year that our student athletes were able to have their families attend the game. So there was very few people, but the student athletes were able to have their family there. And standing on the field pregame, it was almost like watching parents see their children compete in a sport for the first time in their life. You know, you remember that when you're seeing your little kids compete for the first time because they've invested so much and they're so concerned about their students, and to be able to see them and see all the waves because they had not seen each other up until the game. You know, they didn't have access to the hotel. You know, our student athletes and coaches stuck with the strict protocols, but pregame, the wave from the field up into the stands was pretty neat.
That's cool. To be honest, that hadn't really crossed my mind, that the pregame warm-up must have been pretty emotional for the student-athletes and the families. That's a great memory. Which brings me to, I was going to ask you, what will you remember most from this unprecedented football season? And I know, I mean, there's so many things to remember, but what will you remember most, Rob?
There is. I think at the end, I think it'll just, you know, how much pride that I have in seeing our student-athletes first and foremost, our medical staff, our coaches and staff make a commitment to the health and safety and really all align around the protocols. And you know, just to give us a chance to deliver what our student athletes had asked for. And that's a chance to compete and a chance to play. And that is an every day and every hour commitment. And even that's not foolproof. But the way that our student athletes, our coaches, our medical staff, because there's a lot of tension in that of testing every day and, you know, getting that tap of whether you can or can't go to practice. But, you know, everybody made a commitment. They stuck with the commitment and they carried it through all the way through the Fiesta Bowl.
Athletic Director Rob Mullins here with us. I haven't got a chance to ask you also about extending Coach Cristobal. I know that was a long process that, unfortunately, a pandemic interrupts a lot of things, but able to have that done, and that's got to feel pretty good.
It feels great. That was extremely important to us. It was over a year in the making. We began those conversations in November of, 2019. And we were getting close, and then the pandemic hit and we hit pause. But we made some commitments. We were able to go back and fulfill those commitments, not only with Mario, but also with Kelly, because we have two great leaders there. To be able to carry our programs forward.
Well, let's jump ahead then to basketball a little bit. It's got to be pretty awesome to say, well, Kelly Graves is going to be here for about another decade, right?
Right, absolutely. When we first met with Kelly in Nashville at the Final Four several years ago, he laid out a plan of what we were going to build together here, and we're ahead of schedule, to be quite honest with you, and really excited.
I want to go back to football for just a moment, and I know a lot of fans are already starting to plan ahead a little bit. Well, signing day is the next step toward the next football season. Signing day is always a fun day because you just get to celebrate. I feel like so much optimism around a program. You're always optimistic on signing day, which is fun.
No doubt, and obviously the early signing period has changed kind of that first Wednesday in February signing period, but it is an opportunity, you know, at the finish line, all the work and effort that goes into it to welcome, you know, whatever, 20, 25 new members of your family into the fold. So, yeah, it's a big day, and it is one that always is full of optimism.
Signing day, goducks.com/signingday, your hub. There's going to be an auction, some private Zoom events. Everything's going to be virtual. Also, a big highlight show that we'll do in the morning, goducks.com/signingday, so we can celebrate this class as we continue with Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins. You know, I think that the biggest question that we all have, Rob, and I don't think we have an answer to this, is what's the fall going to look like for Oregon football? At this point, how do you go about preparing for so many unknowns heading in toward now another unprecedented year?
You know, probably similar to what we did last spring and last summer. You know, we're doing a lot of scenario planning. You know, our immediate focus is what we're doing right now. We have 17 sports cranking up, and the health and safety of those student athletes and staff is the highest priority. So we're adjusting and shifting on the fly to make sure that health and safety is at the forefront. And in due time, we do have conversations about, you know, what the fall might look like and what we need to be preparing for. And we're thinking about that every step, as you would imagine. You know, what does the facility look like? What does training look like? So, you know, we've got some experience now with daily testing and managing the pandemic. We're hopeful that the vaccine will give us an opportunity for things to look different in the fall. So we have those ongoing conversations locally as well as nationally.
Well, and I imagine an important emphasis, we talk about health and safety. You know, Robert Johnson touched on this today. We'll have it for you later on the show. And it's something we've been talking about. I've gotten questions like, you know, you're wearing a mask doing a show. That's, you don't always see that when you watch pundits on TV and things like that. But that's been a huge focus for this department, this university, really this state, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we've worked closely with the Oregon Health Authority, Lane County Public Health, who've been outstanding advisors to us. And one of the things that's important to us is that we do, you know, model the behavior. And that is, you know, wear a mask, socially distance, wash the hands. And, you know, we have been partners with, you know, those entities to make sure that we're sending that clear signal and supporting their message.
And Rob, this is the best way to try and have fans back at sporting events, right?
No, it's the best way for our student athletes to be able to practice and compete. It's the best way to move along. It is to follow the guidance provided by the public health authorities. And right now that is continue to mask, socially distance, and make sure that you wash your hands frequently.
A number of sports gearing up. I want to touch on that in a moment, but also checking in on basketball season. You know, unfortunately, the men's team went through their first, for lack of a better phrase, hiccup. And I think that around the country, we've seen that it's just something that you have to be adaptable. And it's hard on the student athletes. It's hard on the coaches. I imagine that's something that you must think about a lot, Rob, as the leader of this group and all of us. How much is that on your mind, just the constant, I don't know if struggle is the right word, but just sort of unknown?
Yeah, the constant tension of that and the uncertainty. Listen, we all would prefer certainty, but we're living in an uncertain world. And you said the word earlier, we have to be adaptable. And again, we've set out some very clear priorities, and the health and safety of our student athletes is number one, and it's going to be guided by public health and the medical professionals. And we always have that foundation, so we always lean back on that. You can do everything right, and this virus can still find its way in. But we adjust based on the information that we have, again, with the health and safety of our student athletes, staff, always our priority.
On that note, I haven't gotten a chance to talk with you yet about the NCAA's announcement that the tournaments are going to take place in that bubbled environment. I know that must be a large conversation among you and your colleagues.
Yeah, obviously, again, we want to make sure that health and safety is the priority. And, you know, there's a lot of challenges with bubbling. And there's a lot of moving parts to pull that off. You got to make sure you set up the right environment for the student athletes to be successful on the court and off the court. Because it's not easy to go into a bubble for a lengthy period of time for anybody, let alone for an 18 to 20 year old.
I've gotten a lot of questions about how spring sports could look different if everything goes according to plan with fans or family or all those different things. Rob, I mean, what are the next steps toward having fans at a facility and all those sorts of things? I know that's a large question, but it's one that I think is on everybody's mind right now.
It is, and we're not there yet. I appreciate it. And we love having our fans. We have the most passionate fan base in the Pac-12. We wish they could be at all of our events. But right now, you know, that's just not available. As we continue to work with public health, we'll see if that is available. But right now, that is not on the horizon, because it, you know, as we see the spread, the number of positive cases, that we're just not in a position to be able to have that at the University of Oregon at this time.
Rob Mullins, Oregon Athletic Director. I got a couple more for you because we got a lot of sports that are starting. You mentioned 17 sports. I mean, that's a lot going on at Oregon at the same time. Volleyball started last week. It was cool to see Matt Ulmer's squad in action and looking forward to having them at Matthew Knight Arena again this weekend.
Yeah, really proud. I sent Matt a text. Really proud of that team. You know, obviously, you know, their whole fall was disrupted. And, you know, you have a short window to get ready. First matches on the road. So proud of how they prepared, how they've managed, again, the protocols. And, you know, to be able to get on the road and play a couple of tough matches and win one of them was great for Matt and the team.
One sport that is currently in action today, as men's golf wrapped up a very windy opening round in Arizona yesterday. That's a sport that I feel like everybody got better at during socially distanced times because it's one of the sports you can play socially distanced. Rob, did your golf game get any better in the last year?
My golf game did not get any better, and it's got a lot of room for improvement. It just wasn't in the cards, but you know, I'm really happy that those student athletes were able to get out there and finally compete. You know, golf is considered a low risk of transmission sport by the NCAA. So, as you said, there have been some opportunities there.
Well, you and me both have lots of room for improvement in golf game. I hear that. Men's tennis, track and field, a couple others that are getting rolling. You know, just I feel like maybe the best way to ask about all these different sports now, Rob, is just it's got to be cool to kind of feel a little bit more of that buzz around spring sports. I mean, to me, it's starting to feel a little bit more like normal around the athletic department with all these sports going on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we really want to be able to support our student athletes. And in hearing their voice, it was important that they get back to training and you know, in a safe manner and then have the opportunity to compete. You know, the NCAA, with the support of all the institutions, did set up for anybody that doesn't feel safe or doesn't even want to engage, you can opt out and, you know, you still have your year, you still have your financial support, your academic support. But putting in the structure and the systems to allow those student athletes who do want to participate to be able to participate, you know, does provide an opportunity for those to have a little bit of normalcy. Yeah. You know, they still have grab and go meals. They still don't have team meetings. You know, so many things are different, but when they are between the lines, you know, at least they can lock into their sport.
I feel like a lot of folks kind of need that, you know, we all need that thing to focus on that makes it feel a little bit more normal. That's why, like, in my own little bubble, like, Scott and I get to still do the show, right? Like, we're still here every day. You know, that's our version, I guess, of competing at practice. Rob, I got to tell you, just thanks so much for taking the time. I know that you're very busy, and so I'm going to say farewell, and hopefully we'll give you about, let's see, 14 minutes of your day back to catch up on something.
Well, thank you. Appreciate what you guys are doing. Appreciate the incredible support of our passionate fans. And we've received so many nice emails and people that appreciate, you know, they miss being at the events. We miss them, but they do like seeing them on TV. So hope everybody stays safe. We'll continue our way through this and we'll get to the other side and we will have a big celebration when we can all gather again.
I hope so. And that big celebration is hopefully going to be like a 70-point win at Autzen Stadium. I'm all for that. It's Athletic Director Tuesday with Rob Mullins, kind enough to take some time. Brought to you by Pepsi, locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks. Drink Pepsi. All right. Rob Mullins. The boss was here. I feel like we covered a lot of stuff there. And I did see Jake's question, you know, about official schedule release. I could tell you we're going to ask Missy Lombardi about that. I talked to her this morning coming up just about, hey, what does the schedule look like for softball? They're starting a few weeks before baseball. Schedules are a moving target. Scott asking about the Pac-12, the 21 schedule for the Pac-12. Well, the non-conference schedule for Oregon football is actually set. The Pac-12 schedule, it's going to depend. Usually that schedule, if memory serves, comes out in February? Shoot, now I'm blanking. But I feel like, Scott, it usually comes out. I'm talking to Scott in the comments, not Scott, you. No one cares about you. I think it's usually February. But so, Jake, it looks like, to answer your question, I'm hopeful that we'll have an official baseball schedule over the next few weeks. But Oregon softball, they're still waiting to finalize everything and get everything situated. We're going to talk with Coach Lombardi about that. Up next, a look on Oregon football's roster, a look in on Oregon football's roster. They've got a lot of guys coming back. And Chris Duarte, man, we're going to go in-depth on just how good that dude has been on the floor lately. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Back after this in the Country Financial Studio on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you inside the Country Financial Studio. My thanks again to Rob Mullins. We covered a lot of topics there. And look, some difficult questions, you know, asking about fans and what things could look like in the spring. And honest answer, you know, unfortunately, we're just not there yet. Our athletic director interview every week brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks. Drink Pepsi. Football today. A slew of graphics. And, man, it was fun. Unfinished business returning for 2021. I'm going to go through the list for you, and I think everyone's going to cheer. Johnny Johnson III, he's coming back. And the wide receiver room is going to be really deep. Jalen Redd coming back for some unfinished business. Then you go over to the defensive side. Jordan Happel, good to have him back after he transferred in this year. C.J. Verdell, yeah, Oregon feels pretty good about having that starting running back coming back. Drew Mathis, too, I'm looking forward to seeing his development. Easy guy to root for, great guy. And on the offensive line, George Moore going to come back for the 2021 season. You love to see that. George Moore is going to be like a seventh-year guy by the time he's done. And Anthony Brown announcing that he's going to come back and compete for that quarterback spot as well. And, hey, tell you what, that quarterback room is going to be a competition, man. Shuck, Anthony Brown, Ty Thompson, who we've been talking about, Jay Butterfield, who's done some good things. Robbie Ashford, very, very competitive at that position. Yeah, man, there's going to be some battles for Oregon football this year. Elsewhere, Oregon men's basketball, Chris Duarte, today named to the Jerry West Top 10 list. That's the best shooting guard in the country, given out every year by the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Well, we went deep dive on Chris Duarte and just how good he's been this year. Senior guard Chris Duarte has been on an absolute tear for the Ducks. Named to the Jerry West Shooting Guard of the Year Award Top 10 list on Tuesday by the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, he has been playing like the Pac-12 Player of the Year. The Puerto Plata Dominican Republic native, second in the Pac-12 in scoring at 18.4 points per game, and leads the league in both steals at 2.5 per game and three-pointers made at 2.8 per game. He's ranked in the top 10 of 8 different statistical categories in the Pac-12, and he was the only Pac-12 player among the Jerry West Award Final 10. Although he had to sit out the Ducks' last game due to protocol, the Pac-12 Player of the Year candidate has been outstanding in the last 5 games that he's played in. Duarte scored 20 points in 4 of the last 5, and during that span, he averaged 23 points, 4.2 rebounds, 3.2 steals, and 1.2 blocks per game, while hitting nearly 58% from the field and 50% from three-point range. He's already been named the Pac-12 Player of the Week once, and Duarte has been at his best in the closing minutes of games. He scored 14 of his 19 points in the final 5-18 to help the Ducks turn a three-point lead into a 13-point victory over the Golden Bears back on December 31st. And January 2nd against Stanford, Duarte tallied 11 of his team-high 23 points in the final 5-43 to turn a four-point cushion into a 17-point win. Duarte has been clutch, and he is one of the best shooting guards in the country. Named to the Jerry West Shooting Guard of the Year Award Top 10 list, that award given out by the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, Chris Duarte, absolutely a Pac-12 Player of the Year candidate. And now I know everybody wondering, is Chris Duarte going to be able to go for the Ducks this week? And look, at this point, as he and LJ Figueroa were going through protocol, we're not going to know who's going to play until tip-off at this point. Because who knows? It could happen on a... Really, it could happen on a day, right? It could happen on a game day. That's what happened with the Ducks when they were going to play UCLA on December 23rd. An official had tested positive, which meant the game couldn't be played. Now that game is going to be played coming up next Monday, by the way. Next Monday at UCLA. And the Ducks will play at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which means no Duck Insider for us. Speaking of that, Duck Insider this week is going to be a little bit shorter of a week because we got women's basketball at 2 o'clock and a 1:30 pregame show on Friday. So Terry Johns and Bev Smith we'll actually be calling the game from here. This is where we've been doing our road games. And speaking of basketball, tip-off Tuesday coming up today. You can subscribe to the Oregon Sports Network podcast if you ever miss any of our programs, Duck Insider, coaches shows, football coaches shows, basketball coaches shows, everything. And you can watch the show live today, 2:30 to 3:30, on the Oregon men's and women's basketball Facebook pages, the Go Ducks YouTube page. And you can always find them on demand there as well. Tip-off Tuesday this week will feature Kevin McKenna, Oregon assistant coach. And I had an awesome conversation last night with Eugene Omorui. It's going to be fun to get to know him. Speaks 3 languages and was a soccer player his whole life. Did not play basketball, really, until he was in 10th grade. And now he's playing for the Ducks, and he's just doing huge things. I mean, it's awesome. It's such a cool story. It's such a cool story for Eugene Omorui. You're going to want to hear it coming up. Also, Sedona Prince, a spectacular interview with Terry Johns, and Kelly Graves previewing their road trip as well with Terry Johns. That's all coming up on Tip-Off Tuesday today. And some other men's basketball schedule updates for you, as the Ducks will play at 6 o'clock on Thursday at UCLA, 2:30 at USC on Saturday, and then 2 o'clock on Monday, that second game against UCLA. Ducks, we also know now, will play Washington State at home at 8 o'clock on February 4th. That'll be televised on FS1. And then they've got the big CBS game at 1 o'clock, Washington at Oregon, on February 6th. And the February 11th and 13th games at Arizona State and at Arizona, respectively, have been set for 6 o'clock and 1 o'clock, respectively. Full details, goducks.com. And we don't quite know which ESPN networks those games at the Arizona schools will be on. And, of course, we'll have the broadcast here for you on the radio side of things across the Oregon Sports Network. Track and field starts up on Friday. A little bit of a smaller travel party. The balance of indoor and cross country happening at the same time. Robert Johnson talked about that, the Oregon track and field head coach. And we've got that for you right after this. So stick with us. Previewing the start of track and field season, I can't wait to get back to it. Robert Johnson, we'll hear from him after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Back on Duck Insider, presented on Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Earlier today, Robert Johnson, head coach Oregon Track and Field, caught up with the media, took some questions, and every head coach interview this year is brought to you by the Willamette Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center. Fight like a duck with cancer care you can count on. The Razorback Invitational for the Ducks is coming up. Indoor track and field season will begin on Friday. They'll step out onto that track, and it'll be the first time since they were ready for the national championships in indoor track and field, and it was that week before the championships took place that weekend when everything shut down. It's been almost a full year since Oregon Track and Field competed. Robert Johnson talked with the media about the schedule and how things are looking heading into this season, because it's going to be different. We know that. We talked a little bit about the schedule and also about if athletes can balance having indoor track and field and cross country going on at the same time. He said athletes could do both. A little smaller travel party, some adjustments, but mostly it's the schedule, and they want a little bit of flexibility, as Robert Johnson said.
And some of the rhyme and the reason of putting together this schedule, like I said before, is to allow for maximum flexibility. We still a lot of unknowns out there. As for example, somebody could cancel a meet because of whatever said regulation. And so just giving the kids as many opportunities, giving us as many opportunities as possible to be able to pick and choose based on whatever the circumstances are presented and thrown at us. And so that is the flexibility of this cross country and indoor season that we're putting together. And I guess before it went out or after it went out, we got the news that the MPSF was going to be canceled. So we're going to be searching and looking around to possibly try to add another competition on there on the indoor side of things. A few opportunities there, whether that be go back to Arkansas again or find another meet there. I would love to be able to go to New Mexico because they're refurbished their facility as well. But as of right now today, I don't even think they're allowed to do anything like that. So we'll search and scour the country and find a place to have some more opportunities for our kids.
Coach, just what's everybody's excitement level from your student athlete perspective? And you know, is just overall general fitness to get a season started, how's it impacted or not by the crazy schedule the last year?
The kids' enthusiasm level is through the roof. We had a team meeting last night, of course, through Zoom, informing them of all the new and crazy protocols that go along with traveling. And so that was longer than usual. But the overall theme was the excitement to be able to get out of Eugene and be able to go and compete and run and compete against somebody that doesn't wear green or yellow. A lot of the things that we've done in between then was a lot of inter squad meets and time trial things here on campus at Hayward Field to kind of break up the monotony of just training every day. And so to be able to go and compete against somebody that doesn't wear their colors, I think is really exciting for them. And I can't wait to get on the plane and go.
Yeah, Robert, you mentioned that it's been over a year since you guys competed. What do you think it's going to be like Friday morning when you guys are finally out of track and getting ready to go?
In awe. It's one of those things to where this is what they love to do. And to be able to do it, like I said, against somebody other than your own teammates is going to be exciting. You could hear the excitement level and some of their questions. You can kind of see the excitement level this week, even at practice, knowing that something is there at the end of the week. And so just a different vibe here around the facility this week so far.
Might be a little premature, but I'm curious to know how soon we might know whether there's going to be any sort of home outdoor schedule and sort of what are the different sets of regulations and rules you're going to have to navigate to get to the point where you could have a home meet or, you know, hopefully NCAA outdoor championships?
No, not premature at all. One thing that this pandemic has taught us as a staff is patience beyond belief. And to have a plan A, have a plan B, and then keep having plans to be able to adjust. And so, yes, we have been in some of the preliminary conversations with Lane County Public Health, to be exact. Those are where the conversations start, not even within our own university, because they seem to be the holders of the key of everything competition like. And so we've been in some conversations with them, giving them some ideas of what we're looking at for some competitions. And maybe this is premature, but we've talked about in April, trying to put together something here at Hayward Field in April. Now, whether that happens or not, they'll be able to tell us yes or no. And then we'll have to juggle what that looks like, whether that be one team, two teams, three teams, 10 competitors in each event. We have no idea. Just all in the preliminary stages of working out all the protocols and the details to make sure that we keep people safe, because that's first and foremost is the student athletes' safety, as well as the officials and the people that help run the meet. And so they'll let us know. I think that it's something that we can do. I think it's something that we can do safely, as we've seen with other sports that have already completed their seasons. It's just a matter of working out the details and what that looks like.
Hey, Coach, how are you planning to handle the dual season for your distance runners? Are they, do you prioritize cross country and then have them do some indoor, or how's that going to be handled?
Yeah, that's been a big topic of conversation. And so one of those ones that we're still working out. But the ultimate theme there is for us to put the athletes and put the University of Oregon in a position to be successful, whether that be in cross country or whether that be in indoor track. Whatever is going to lead to the best success for the student athletes is one of the decisions or directions that we'll go.
Hi, Robert. I'm curious, Pac-12 basketball has had its challenges, at least in some schools, with maintaining that, you know, the schedule because of problems that arise. And I wonder how much you and your staff have looked at that, and what have you come, what have you tried to tell your athletes about how best to avoid, problems as you try and move forward?
Great question, and probably our best teacher. And when I say teacher, is we looked at all the headaches that has happened in football, the collegiate football. Look at the headaches that happened there in the NFL with games canceled, games moved. Looking at the flexibility of other conference being able to move games from this date to the next date, even within the Pac-12, being able to go from a Friday or a Saturday game and move it to a Monday game. And so ultimately, as I said in the beginning, in learning from these other teams and these other programs, learned that nothing is set in stone and you need to be as flexible as possible. And so our schedule hopefully indicates that and giving us maximum flexibility based on whatever curveball we're going to be thrown at any given week.
Robert Johnson, head coach, Oregon Track and Field. They're on the road this week to the Razorback Invitational. They'll be back competing on Friday. Every Thursday at Hoodoo, you can ski and ride from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for only $25. And do me a favor, when you're out there, just be thinking of Scott and I and how we're doing the show on Thursday. But we wish we were, yeah, you know, just, yeah. Hoodoo, go Ducks. Up next, we've got a lot to get to because Oregon softball head coach Melissa Lombardi joined us this morning. We talked about all things Oregon softball as they get ready for their season. And we've got some baseball news for you, too, on the other side of this break on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Joey Mack, welcoming you back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. And today's show is brought to you by North Fork Public House. Open for dine-in, take-out, NorthForkEugene.com. Yeah, North Fork has been doing some great stuff for their dine-in, you know, sitting outside these days. And I guess, should we start calling that, like, dine-in-out? You know, like, you're not necessarily dining inside, but you're dining exterior. We got to come up with a new phrase for that. We've got to crowdsource this. If anybody has suggestions, let me know. Oregon softball getting ready for their season and still awaiting confirmation of a full schedule. But we can talk a little bit about what's coming. It was the first question that we asked Melissa Lombardi this morning when we sat down with the Oregon softball head coach. All right, coach, we continue the countdown toward opening day. Do you guys have, like, an actual countdown clock anywhere? Or is it all just, like, in your head and you guys are just getting ready for the big day?
Well, we don't have a countdown clock, but we talk about it all the time. We talk about, you know, we're a week closer, we're a week closer. We talk about it. And so everybody's very aware.
Everybody also, I know, is waiting for confirmation of a schedule. So I feel like I have to ask you, you're smiling and nodding your head. I feel like you're ready to have a confirmation of a schedule at this point, aren't you?
Yes, we are close. And I know there's, we have a lot of supporters are out there that are just like, where's the schedule? Where's the schedule? And we hear you. And it's coming. Just a little more time. And you're like, I've given you plenty of time. Just give us a little more time. Like, well, we're right. It's coming.
I was going to say, too, I feel like, you know, once the schedule is done, I mean, we've all learned that adaptability and flexibility is really important in this year. Right, Coach? I mean, that's kind of an expectation, I guess, heading into this season.
Yes, very much. We talk about being adaptable all the time with our team. So we just need our supporters to adapt and just be adaptable just a tad longer, and it's coming.
How key is the depth in a season like this? We touched on how deep your team is in particular last week, Coach, but I feel like depth around the country is going to be what everybody wants this year, maybe more than ever.
I think depth is definitely key, just because every weekend we're going into the weekend not knowing if everybody's going to travel with us or not, just because we are dealing with the pandemic. But also too, you know, some of us have had to add some, say, additional games or whatnot. So I think depth is going to be huge. Since day one, we've talked to our team about what it is that we're wanting to achieve, and that we know the only way we're going to achieve it is if we get everybody involved. Like, everybody has a major role in this team to make that happen.
Today announced that Oregon softball ranked in the top 11 of two major national polls, number 10 in the NFCA coaches poll, number 11 in the USA softball poll. It's got to feel nice to get that recognition, Coach. That's pretty cool that you're a top 11 team heading into the year.
Yeah, it's nice. It's, you know, it's the beginning of the year. You know, what I want to see is where we finish at the end, but do I think it's a nice starting point for us? Yes, I do. I think it's just kind of where we left off from the previous season, and then also knowing that we have everybody returning.
22-2 last year. So, yeah, I feel like that's like a top 11 team. You know, you go 22-2 in a shortened year. That's pretty solid. Do you talk to your team about the polls? I mean, do they pay attention to it? How do you approach the preseason rankings?
You know, preseason rankings, it's nice. You know, we'll touch on it, but we really don't spend a lot of time on it.
How's practice been going as you guys continue now toward opening weekend, not this weekend, but next?
You know what? It's going really, really well. Yesterday, I felt like at practice, we had a major breakthrough just as a team. I felt our team just got really, really decisive with each other and what they need from each other, us as coaches and what we need from them. You know, I think this is going to be a really special team, but I think this team needs to continue to grind and get better each day. And, you know, one thing I can tell you, what's nice is we always get back early January, but January is a long month. It's a long month to grind, and it starts to weigh on them. And I think it's important for them to understand that when it does start to weigh on them a little bit, that how important this grind is, the things that we are doing in January is what's going to set us up for the spring. So
we talked about the depth in the pitching rotation and on the mound for you guys last week. I kind of wanted to go a little more in depth with you as we gear up for the season. Do you have a better sense of how you're going to utilize each arm in your arsenal because you have so many options?
Yeah, we've got five options, and they're five completely different options. So, you know, we have three righties, two lefties, but each one of them brings such a different look to the table. You know, if you just kind of go from our eldest and work down, Samaria, she's our super senior, throws the ball hard, right-handed pitcher, really does a good job at just powering the ball, but then can also change speeds. She's worked really hard on continuing to increase her movement, and she's looked really good this January. She's been very efficient with our live, you know, at bat. You look at Jordan Dale, who's a lefty, spins the ball, has unbelievable spin on their ball, can move it, and then also has a really good changeup to offset the spin. And she just has really good knowledge for setting up hitters and how to go about hitters and what she's wanting to do with each opponent. So I love that. And she's just grown. I mean, seeing her as her first year and where she is now, I'm so proud of her and how much she's grown on and off the field. So Brooke Yanez, another lefty, throws the ball up, can throw it down, can throw it in, out. Again, I would tell you, she's another one that spins the ball a ton. She does a really good job of going right at hitters, but she just, her look and Jordan's look, they're just different. They're different. McKenna, she was our lone freshman last year, and she has had some amazing growth. She's been excellent for us this January and just going in matchups, you know, with live hitters. She has a backdoor curve that is a strong, strong pitch. It's a pitch that hitters know it's coming and they still struggle with it.
Yeah.
She's worked hard to be able to throw the ball up and down, and her changeup has been really, really good. And then you have Reagan Breedlove, who is our, you know, lone freshman this year. And she's a power pitcher. She throws the ball very hard, can throw it up, can throw it down. Just really does a good job of changing levels, and you're going to feel her speed come on you. She's got a heavy ball is what I would say too. Like when you hit it and you make contact, you feel the heaviness of the ball. So she gets a lot of ground balls. She gets a lot of miss hits, and just, she's cool to watch on the mound, just has no expression. She just goes about her business. So each one of them have different looks. I think each one of them have grown so much. They really, you know, to have one start a game and then another come in and close. I don't think you could come and prepare for Oregon and only have to prepare for one or two. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to have to prepare for all five. And I really like that advantage.
Yeah. Makes that scouting report binder a lot thicker when you're the opposition, right? Hey, so I'm curious, you know, you mentioned that Samaria is like the super senior. So do you call somebody like McKenna a super freshman? I mean, is that kind of how this is working with the way eligibility is this year?
You know, I don't know. I mean, if our super seniors, our grannies, we call them super seniors or grannies. The rest, I don't know. We don't really get too into it. I don't know. We don't even really talk a whole lot about that, but I would think just looking at McKenna, her freshman year got cut short. Mm-hmm. Right when we got canceled, she was really on the verge of figuring things out. That's what I think is pretty cool about being a coach, is that you work with these athletes every day. You see how much they're putting into it and how bad they want it. And then all of a sudden you see that something, like they have a big moment that comes and they keep it and they ride it the rest of the way. And that's what I think of with McKenna. Our last home weekend that we had last year before we got canceled, she got in and got some innings and was really, really strong. And you could see she was getting ready to make a big move. And then we got canceled.
Well, now though, we're getting ready for another season. We can get excited about that and gear up for it. So, all right, I have to ask you, because we're doing a weekly feature, Coach, about all of the great facilities around Oregon, kind of going in-depth on one. And so today we're doing Jane Sanders Stadium, and it's perfect since we're talking to you today, and your backdrop is Jane Sanders Stadium right now. Tell us just about what the Jane means. And I know without fans, it certainly changes the equation, but also just the facility in general and how nice it is to have a facility like that for your student athletes and your staff.
I can't say enough about it. I mean, anytime I have an opportunity to talk about the Jane, I love it. It's such an unbelievable stadium. It's a professional style atmosphere. Every time we step into the Jane, the resources are here are incredible. Our playing surface is great. I love how our crowd is just on top of you. I feel like we have a home field advantage with the great fans that we have here. The SBC, the Softball Performance Center, our indoor facility is phenomenal. We've got plenty of room in there to work out of. We've got a camera system in there. You know, I just can't say enough. They did such a tremendous job when they were putting the Jane together. I think of the team room and the locker room are just, I can't say enough. I mean, our athletes come here every day and they appreciate it as much as I do. And our coaches and our staff, it's excellent. I mean, you know, we want to play at a high level, and the Jane gives us the resources that we need to play at a high level.
I love it. And it looks like you're sitting actually in the Bob right now as we're talking to you, which is just awesome. I think that's great. Well, we're featuring Jane Sanders Stadium today, going in-depth here in just a moment. Melissa Lombardi, hey, thanks so much for always taking the time. And I'm looking forward to catching up with you next week when we can do, like, in-depth scouting report and the full-on breakdown, you know, because it's finally going to be here and the countdown will be finishing up. Thanks for taking the time. Good luck at practice this week. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Melissa Lombardi, head coach Oregon softball. Tuesday is going to be our regular chat day with her coming up throughout the course of the weeks. And up next, yeah, going in-depth on the Jane with your Josh Cooley Real Estate Team home field advantage after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside the Country Financial Studio. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Eric asking, curious why the mask, if you're in a room with less than five people, you're over 20 feet away from anyone. Well, the latest U of O and OHA policies are that for a room of our size and ventilation, and since Scott and I are both in here, that the policy is to have the mask on. Eric also asks, is it to show by example? To be honest, maybe. Yeah, I think that's part of it. It's part of it for me just personally. So there you go to answer your question. Time now to take an in-depth look at Jane Sanders Stadium. Absolutely love this place. It's our Josh Cooley home field advantage, the Josh Cooley Real Estate Team. We always go inside a facility every single week, nicknamed the Jane. Of course, Bob Sanders donated more than $16 million to build the stadium. It was a memorial to his late wife, Jane Sanders, who had been a longtime fan of Duck softball. Remember, the Sanders met as a football player and a cheerleader. I just love that story. It's your age-old, awesome, just love story, to be honest with you. It's like the college love story. Cost of the total stadium was $17.2 million, built right near the existing site of Howe Field. You'll remember, Howe Field was there for a long time, the home of Oregon baseball. Then it was the home of Oregon softball. And I will say, though, it's pretty awesome, I think, that the Howe Field gate still stands, and you still can walk through it as you approach Jane Sanders Stadium, even in the new-look facility. Since then, the Jane has had the addition of the Bob, named after Bob Sanders, the permanent bleachers that were added to the outfield because, well, it was always full. Jane Sanders Stadium was the toughest ticket in town when it first opened, and it's still that way. One of my favorite features as a nod to the Sanders family, and they made most of their fortune in the timber industry. Of course, it's a beautiful, beautiful roof design that's got home plate, and it's just an amazing looking roof, and it's such a cool wood design. If you haven't gotten the chance to see it in person, it is well worth your time. Jane Sanders Stadium, going in depth as we take a look at your Josh Cooley Real Estate Team Home Field Advantage. When the game is on the line, you want a proven winning team on your side. The Josh Cooley Real Estate Team is that team, the official real estate squad of the Oregon Ducks. Go Ducks. Jane Sanders Stadium, man, facility's amazing. 1,483 people can sit there. And it's, by the way, got a video board that's 12 feet by 36 feet, which is one of the biggest in softball in the country. Pretty cool. See you tomorrow.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.